Reading. According to the world population prospects of the United Nations, the number of people over the age of 65 is expected to increase from 1 in 11 in 2019 to 1 in 6 by 2050. This is due to advances in modern medicine and effective government initiatives. At the same time, it is important not only to extend life expectancy, but also to maintain the health of the elderly, to improve their quality of life, and reduce the costs associated with societal aging. Aging has been studied from multiple perspectives in biology, medicine, and the social sciences. Aging refers to the functional decline of an organism and the processes that occur during the period leading up to death. The causes of aging in individual animals are not yet clearly understood. Changes associated with aging affect all organs, reducing their function and increasing the risk of disease and death. The changes are associated with systemic changes in the concentrations of metabolites and other molecules. But whether such changes are simply a consequence of aging or whether these molecules are drivers of aging remains largely unexplored. Taurine, a semi-essential micronutrient, is the most abundant amino acid found in common organisms. Taurine can be obtained from the diet and is taken up by cells via the taurine transporter. It's been found that taurine deficiency in childhood leads to skeletal muscle, eye, and central nervous system dysfunction associated with age-related disorders. Parminder Singh and his colleagues at the Metabolic Research Institute of the National Institute of Immunology in New Delhi studied mice, monkeys, and other animals and found that the amount of taurine in circulation decreases with age. So, they looked at whether taurine deficiency is a factor in aging and affects healthy life expectancy, given the decline in taurine levels with age and its known health effects. In animal studies, Singh and colleagues found that taurine supplementation delayed important markers of aging, including increased DNA damage, telomerase deficiency, mitochondrial dysfunction, and cellular aging. Taurine supplementation improved the lifespan of mice and the healthy lifespan of monkeys. Aging is an unavoidable, multifactorial process. Long-term, well-controlled trials are also required to test whether taurine deficiency is a driver of aging in humans. However, if the changes associated with aging are due to the blood-based aging driver of taurine deficiency, it seems likely that restoring their concentration or function to the levels of when we were young could serve as an anti-aging intervention.